8 minutes after 9, we get an indication that Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat is on the program. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Solutions to dissension in the lives of the Muslims.
Yes, Mawlana, this short publication from Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya Azadwal speaks to the topic of unity, harmony and mutual love and its importance, and explains that this is in fact the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made great effort to create unity, brotherhood and love among the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Such an effort was made on the Sahaba that all forms of hatred, aversion and discord were removed from their hearts. This in no way means that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not differ with one another. Human beings are diverse by nature, and temperaments of each person are distinct. However, this does not diminish the love and respect they possess for one another. This is what is lacking within us today. The purpose of this booklet is therefore for us to introspect and look at what changes can we make in our life to create unity, love and brotherhood in our homes, in our families, in our societies and the world at large. We should remember that hearts are in fact in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are therefore duty bound to make an all out effort to achieve this type of unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all the Muslims in a manner that is pleasing to Him. And this book then looks at how every Muslim is a brother to the next, the great virtue of having a clean heart, the harms of dissension and infighting, practical solutions to creating unity, practical and simple solutions to create love and remove disunity, differences among the ulama, differences of opinion among the ulama, and a lecture of Mufti Shafi Saab is included here, the limits of differences of opinion, peace and war with whom is an interesting section. Another chapter that is very interesting is a wrong endeavor in reforming, and differences in opinion and quarreling, the approach of the Sahaba and the Mujtahideen regarding this issue, disputes and reformation, the temporary cure, the correct and incorrect methods of achieving unity, two fundamentals of mutual wrangling. Another section deals with the treatment for general political disputes. And finally, the book ends with a final and decisive discourse of Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Saab Rahmatul Ali. So it's not a long book. It can be finished in one reading, perhaps. Mm. It's only 56 pages. But one of the other many useful publications from Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, they are very careful to choose a theme for the Jalsa, and this was the theme for the Jalsa, and they usually follow it up with a very good publication. This is, again, one of the good publications, Mawlana.
Interesting, indeed. There's also another one we're going to look at this morning, and that is photography, pictures and photography.
Yes, Mawlana, this book, another short booklet from the same Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, discusses this whole phenomena that we are faced with. The advent of mobile phones, similar devices, means that picture photography and video making, as well as the taking and viewing of animate objects, has unfortunately become very widespread. And this scourge has reached actually unbelievable proportions. Just last week I saw a photo where a person said this is a photo of my grandmother. You know, I took it out from archives and I got a photo of my grandmother. Mm. And another person in 2080 shows a photo of their grandmother, and that grandmother's face has been now, you know, put on. There's some of these type of memes and some adjustment being done to it. And they don't actually have any more a decent photo of their grandmother even. Because of what type of distortions take place with the media that we have. In any case, I thought that was quite funny. But nevertheless, as Muslims, we must understand the harms and the implications and dangers of pictures and photography. This recently has caused untold harms. You know, young people sending photographs of themselves in compromising situations, and then later on, those photos going on to their entire class groups or becoming then into the public sphere, and something that they actually regret has caused people even to commit suicide. And this booklet is therefore an attempt to educate Muslims at large regarding the evils of the scourge. And it is hoped that inshallah after reading this booklet, the reader will understand and associate the harms, the associated harms of photography and will abstain accordingly. This is an endeavor then to convey this message far and wide, thereby saving the reader as well as others from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine wrath. And what this book actually does is it presents a number of Quranic verses and a hadith explaining the evil of pictures and picture making, looks at important points regarding digital photography and the various ways of proving that digital photography is in fact the same as picture making. It looks at some masail and rules regarding photographs. It looks at incidents and statements of our elders, our kabirin, regarding photos. And the next topic regards picture making and our extremism as far as this is concerned. It looks at some incidents and statements of our elders regarding television, and then a few fatwas by senior muftis that actually prove the particular position that this book is taking, and then this is followed with a comprehensive bibliography for the book. So all in all, another very good booklet. You know, there may be, Maulana, contesting viewpoints regarding pictures and photography, but certainly the idea of taking photographs, of displaying them prominently in homes, spending our leisure time taking photographs for no actual purpose, then this is according to, and looking at photographs and photography for purely entertainment, then this is according to the majority of the scholars a frivolous activity and something that has to be, you know, avoided. People have made the argument, you know, I'm sure you also make this argument, Maulana, regarding using photography and picture making and, you know, things for dawah purposes. This, I think, in itself is something that is open to debate itself, especially concerning the dangers that it actually puts the person who is doing this into. You know, we see this type of celebrity cults developing around these famous du'as nowadays, and it really creates a type of a problem for the person who finds himself now prominently displayed on social media and on Facebook and other places, as far as his own you know, status is concerned, and as far as his own fame and managing that fame. We see that many people who have become Islamic public figures really find difficulty in managing the type of fame that comes with being on television, being on radio even, and even being in, you know, the public eye with their own images posted in this way. Nevertheless, this is something that we need to discuss and look at. This book certainly puts makes the very strong case for abstinence from picture and photography, and takes the cautious road, which in Sharia, we know that in matters where there are differences of opinion, we need to take the road of the more cautious opinion.
Wonderful stuff, Mulana. Jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
Mulana, just to conclude, there's also, you know, the regular al-nasiha, the advice, has also come to us in the same post. Al-nasiha is published by Madrasa Arabiya Islamiyah. It's a very good magazine. One should actually subscribe. The annual subscription rate is only 100 rand. And these magazines, Maulana, if you write to the madrasa and you contact them on 011-413-2785 or 786, or you email them darululum@webmail.co.za, they will actually send these for you free of charge, Maulana.
Wonderful stuff, Maulana. Just quickly, the prices on those two kitabs, Maulana?
Maulana, these are distributed freely, Maulana.
Oh, free.
Yes, they are distributed freely. If one wants to make a donation to the madrasa, I'm sure the madrasa will accept your donation, Maulana.
Wonderful stuff, Maulana. We'll catch up with you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.